All the biggest hits. Yeah. All day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
And I got the winners of this year's X Factor on the show right now. It's the lads from Racks 2. Yeah. How we doing, ooh, fellas? We good?
It's a vibe.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're good.
We're great, man.
We're really good.
Let's go round the... I imagine so. Still up on cloud nine right now, I bet.
Of course.
Let's go round the room and introduce you guys. So,
Jamal,
Miles,
Mustafa,
and Ashley.
So, for anyone that didn't see this year's X Factor and might have missed your intro into the world, can you tell us a bit about what Raksu actually means, where that name came from?
So Raksu is kind of born out of duality, because if we had our own way, we would be spending all day wearing tracksuits and just lounging around, having fun. But we have to be adults and we have to go to work where you have to wear a suit. So at the time, we called ourselves Tracks versus Suits, just to kind of embody and symbolise that. But it was very wordy, so we shortened it to Raksu.
Did you initially have the T on there, like Raksu, and you thought, oh, just shorten it even more, or was it always Raksu?
Nah, it wasn't like, let's, you know, one day we woke up and we thought, let's just try and shorten it. It was just Tracks X Suits was very long to say, so we had to make sure that we shortened it and try and make it pop, you know?
Yeah, definitely, and Raksu totally works. What do you think put you a cut above the rest in the competition this year?
I don't know if we were a cut above the rest necessarily, because there were some really talented musicians there.
So modest, guys.
I kind of felt that the things that went really well for us were we wrote our own songs, which I guess helped to make things relatable.
And then also it was really helpful that we had Miles look so pretty and everyone loved it.
Let's go back to that first time you walked in to the room with the judges, that very first edition. It wasn't the easiest start, was it? Because you guys initially sang, was it Justin Timberlake, Senorita. And Simon wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, so we kind of walked into the room and we had a list of songs that we obviously could do that you give over to the producers. And we kind of walked in there with Justin Timberlake, Senorita, and obviously we had I'm Feeling You as well. And that's the song that we really wanted to do.
Yeah.
But obviously they wanted to hear Senorita first. So we were like, okay, great, let's just give this a go and see how we get on. And we didn't get on very well. So
we've got the infamous Simon hand come up.
How does it feel at that point when he's sticking his hand up in the air? And you're
we thought we were going home.
If you watch back to the interview, you'll see the best look of just emotion on Mus's face.
I was like, this is going to be so embarrassing. It's going to be on TV.
When you sung your song, though, it was like, wow. And that was an original song by you, I'm Feeling You, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
After it, were you like, told you we should have sung that one?
No, because I think we all knew that's what we wanted to do. It was just a case of what you got asked to do first, if that makes sense.
Right, okay.
So I think it was more a case of looking along a list and saying, okay, yeah, well, we want to hear this before we hear that one. So
it sounds a lot more technical than they make it look on the TV, I'll be honest.
I think if they showed the whole day, it would be a really, really long program.
Let's chat about the winner's single, your winner's single then. You tell us about this one. Because it must have been pretty surreal working with Wyclef Jean and Naughty Boy on a tune straight away.
That was the best surprise. I think Simon had a vision for the track and he kind of just said, you know what, guys, this is who I think would work really well on it. And he wasn't wrong. I mean, from the time we met Wyclef on the day, it was just, he just had this aura and energy about him, which we didn't know at the time was going to take the track to where it went, but it definitely did. So congrats to Simon.
And is Naughty Boy from the same place as you guys?
What many people don't know is that he went to the same school as Jamal.
Oh,
me,
really?
Mustafa and Miles, yeah. But obviously he was older, so we didn't actually go to the school together.
Did you have that conversation when you met him? Did you say, like, oh, was this teacher still there when you were there? Or was the gym hall still like that? Or...
They're laughing, but they actually did have that conversation.
That's all you do when you meet somebody that used to go to your school. You're like, oh my God, was Mr. Cameron still there?
You should have heard Ashley on George Michael Week when he found out that George Michael went to the same secondary school as him. He was
so
buzzing.
Almost as him, if him and George Michael were best friends.
I was like, I wonder if we ate at the same table in the canteen.
I wonder if we ordered the same food. All right, lads, we do this game on the show called Screenshot Roulette. It involves this roulette wheel here and your mobile phones.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to chuck... Everybody has that same reaction.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to chuck the ball on. It's going to spin whichever number it pops off at. You guys need to count back from your last screenshot and let me know what it is. I'm hoping this gets all messy. Right. I'm really hoping it gets messy. All right, who's
it's
up first?
Be PG.
All right, cool. You've got me. It's Ashley.
Ashley's up first. Here we go. Ashley, it's number 10, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, this is... this is good. I'm going to sound really conceited here. Basically, it is when we woke up yesterday and we had a look at the iTunes chart, I took a screenshot of what it looked like with all of our songs in there.
That's a boring one. Ashley's the boring one.
I know, I am boring, but the picture just made me really happy. And I'm right, like, okay, it might never happen again.
No, you're entitled to, man. I get that. It's like when I put a Facebook status up and it gets like 10 likes, I'm like, yes, I'm screenshotting that.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel right now.
Let's go to Jamal next. Jamal, you are up, my man.
Cool.
Spin this wheel. Less counting for you, it's number 2. So you're second, man.
Oh, he's laughing. Oh. I have actually got the best photo ever when we found out that we won the X Factor, and Ashley's mouth is just the widest thing on screen. All I can see is a picture of Ashley's mouth, basically. Ashley is basically on Musi's back, and he's opened his mouth to... Have you seen The Mummy?
Yeah.
Where it opens its mouth and like loads of the flies kind of come up. That's just Ashley's moment right now. Miles is just being normal and he's got his hands on his head and he doesn't understand, like, believe it. And Ashley's just trying to...
You know what? That should definitely go online and you should ask people to Photoshop things going in his mouth. Trains.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is so... Yes.
Hold on.
So
yes.
Listen, that is so
lit.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
That is so good.
Callum, you've just opened the floodgates there. I feel like you need to shut them quickly.
Let's move on then. Mustafa, you want to go?
Let's do it.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right.
Is it going to get better than that? I don't know.
I hope not.
Oh man, it's number 3, your third last screenshot.
Oh, that one's cute. Oh. Of us at our homecoming when we were all hugging our mums.
Oh. Right, Miles, you're up next.
I'm glad I got that one. I'm glad I got that one.
As long as it's not a high number, I'm all right.
Do you struggle to count?
Yeah. That's the one. We'll go with that, Callum, mate. We'll go with that.
Oh, look at that. It's number 9.
Number 9?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Callum, the picture was just revealed.
Callum?
Oh my god.
Number 9 is a good picture.
Lads, thank you so
can
much.
You send
for
me that?
Well, lads, thank you so much for playing along. And listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys on the show. And we can't wait to welcome you back to Scotland.
Thank you, Callum.
Thank you so much for having us. Hopefully, we'll catch up with you on the X Factor tour.
Lads, come and see us soon. It's the lads from Rack Zoo, everybody.
Hey.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.